Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastors George and Terry Pearson's here, and we are honored to be with you on this broadcast.
It's such a privilege to be invited to speak to you. God thinks a lot about that, highly of that. We think very highly of that, and we don't take it as something just nonchalant or unimportant. It gets our attention, our heart, our prayer, and our focus. And we especially want to say thanks to Dad for allowing us to sit here at this desk, his spot that God gave him so many decades ago. Yeah. And he has filled this chair with integrity and with passion and with faith. And we hope to do the same.
Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing us to do this. And as we get into the message today, I'm reminding you of what we're talking about. We're talking about the lifestyle of forgiveness and how forgiveness affects our faith. The unforgiveness negatively affects our faith. And the more developed you are in forgiving others, releasing those things, letting them go, I really believe the more your faith will develop and get stronger.
That's a key word, George, you said, develop. And that's having patience with yourself and understanding that the development of forgiving, it's an art. It's a skill, and it takes time, and you never get to a place to where there isn't something that's going to come up that doesn't take a decision and some effort, because we live in a world that flows in direct opposition to that. But we live and are born again into a kingdom that has a flow that's completely in agreement with that love walk and that love life. And thank God that he lives within us. So faith develops, love develops. Faith develops by love, love developed by faith, by faith, and it's a great partnership.
And the ability to forgive can be developed to such a degree, and I'm reminded right now of Billy Brim. And we were somewhere at some place, sometime, I'm not going to tell you anything about where, when, or who, or what, but we were sitting at a table having lunch, and this group of people that we were with, and this one individual started, it was an insult to her. He was insulting her, and I sat there, and I was watching this take place, and later on, we went back to her and said, I'm sorry for what so-and-so said to you, and she said, what? What did he say? I didn't even notice. Now that's a place of development.
That's developed.
Somebody can insult you to the degree you don't even notice it. Why? Because you know who you are in Christ Jesus, and that supersedes everything else that anybody can say to you. Now, if you're being corrected or is a correction that is definitely needed, that's one thing. But for somebody just to slander you and not even notice it.
You don't notice.
Highly developed forgiveness. That's the place that we want to go to. Let me read to you our foundational scripture to this, Mark 11. And looking today at verses 25 and 26 in the Amplified. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. Let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. In order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your failings and your shortcomings. And in the New Living Translation, but when you're praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Terry, to be able to come to a place like that, where even at dinner, you know, somebody asks you to pray, and really, first, okay, I need to forgive somebody
before you can even pray over.
You can pray over the meal,
over your taters, your steak and taters. You know, you can see here that this is all something that's in the spirit, because he says your Father who is in heaven.
Yeah.
So he sees and he knows. And why is it important that we forgive for God to get his forgiveness or his love to us? And it's because to reject love is to reject love. You know, your ability to forgive is not something that you generate of your own self. It's something that comes from God. Human love can forgive, but not so easily and not in near the capacity and in the face of difficulty the way the love of God can.
Yes.
And so this is important that we understand that this heaven, it's a spiritual thing. It's in the heart. Okay, comes out of your spirit, not out of your head, not out of your emotions, not out of your feelings, not out of justification, but because in the spirit, it's how things operate. And the love of God is there, shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's there to help us do it.
He's there to help us do it. Now, I want you to know that these notes are available to you, kcm.org/notes. Get these, especially today. Because what we're talking about is so important to your life, physically, emotionally, mentally, in every way, the detrimental effects of unforgiveness. And we're going to start with a verse here, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9, and it says this, "Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools." Now, I looked up that phrase, rests in the bosom, from the Hebrew, and it means to settle down in the heart, to let it, boy, allow that anger, that bitterness, that offense to just literally take up residence on the inside of you. The Message translation says this, "Don't be quick to fly off the handle. Anger boomerangs. You can spot a fool by the lumps on his head." So unforgiveness is an enemy. It's an enemy to our faith, and it causes these detrimental results. It contaminates, confuses, and pollutes our spirit, our soul, and our body. And I like this from Mark Hankins. He said this, "Unforgiveness stops faith from working, hinders your prayer life, limits blessing, stops spiritual growth, opens the door to the devil, and causes sickness, disease, and even premature death. Unforgiveness is a killer." Mark Hankins, thank you for that very straightforward word about what unforgiveness does.
You know, it's good to, we said that these things are in the spirit. In the spirit, there are spiritual forces.
Yeah.
And while you, on one hand, they're unseen, the results are seen. So strength, for example, strength is not something you can put in a bottle. But it's there and it's real and you see the results of it. So there are spiritual forces in the kingdom of God, love, joy, peace, temperance, meekness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. But in the kingdom of the world, the kingdom of darkness, what do you have? You have resentment and anger and bitterness and unforgiveness and those things, they're forces. And those forces, what you send out, comes back on you. Yes. That's what it means when it says it boomerangs.
Yep.
Well, so does love.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It comes back.
And it doesn't always come back from the person you're showing love to. Yep. Just like anger doesn't always come back from the person you're angry at. But that spiritual force, it'll make a complete cycle.
You know, we talk about Kenneth E. Hagin on these broadcasts. And if you've never listened to him before or you've never watched him, he's out there, YouTube. You can go to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. They have all of his teachings.
There's Dad Hagin, and then there's Pastor Hagin.
Yep, Hagin, Pastor Hagin, Prophet Hagin.
Yeah.
And Brother Hagin was a spiritual father to Brother Copeland. And we listen to him. We listen to him every night as we go to bed.
Brother Copeland by day, Brother Hagin by night.
Brother Hagin by night. And the fact that he was highly developed in his love walk. Listen to this. This is what he said. "I would never allow the least bit of animosity, wrong feelings, or ill will toward anyone for a moment. I would not let it touch me for one second. I would run from it like I was running from a rattlesnake. Why? Because I knew the dangerous effect it would have on my life."
And we know people that were around him a lot. And they all testified to his walk of love and just refused.
Yeah.
So that he said, I wouldn't even get upset with somebody that told me I hurt my grandmother.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, one time I heard this from one of the staff members who were there, and the newspapers were all over him. They were printing horrible things about him. So they asked him to come to the staff. And he stood there before the staff, and he just started talking about the love of God. He was not giving voice to that. He was not even giving attention to it. He would not allow that slander that was being printed in the newspaper to even touch his thinking. And somebody told me one time a phrase that he gave. He said, whenever these things start coming up, he said, you need to stay above the fray. Stay above the fray. Stay above the strife. Stay above the attack. And that's the kind of man that he was.
Well, I mean, he's been in heaven 20 years,
yeah,
and yet we're still talking about the things that he taught us because yeah, of the example that he lived.
Right.
And we've learned so much from him. George, I want to go back and look at that verse again, Ecclesiastes 7:9.
Yes.
Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. I think the King James says, do not be vexed in spirit, for vexation and anger lodge in the bosom of fools. Word mm-hmm. vexation, it sounds ugly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah.
The Amplified says, don't be quick in spirit to be angry or vexed, for anger and vexation lodge in the bosom of fools. Mm. But I wanted to bring this up because this yeah, really drives this home. Yeah. This is not just church talk, okay? So, you know, over the years, I've worked with a lot of people that were in serious need of healing. And we've had some wonderful testimonies. We've had cancers disappear, eyes healed, bones, bodies, all different kinds of body parts, miraculous things over all these years that we've been pastoring. But there are three different situations that come to my mind, and they were early on in our pastoring, all three, and I was very personally involved in them, all three of these. And these three of these people, none of them received their healing. They all had two things in common. First of all, they were very angry and very bitter with a spouse. One person was still married. The other two were not, but they were very, very angry about it. And they all had cancer in the area that the Bible calls their bosom. So two of them had breast cancer. One of them had lung cancer. The man that had lung cancer, I had talked to him at one point, and I said, I think you need to forgive your ex-wife. I think you need to forgive her. You seem to be bitter. No. I've let that go. I've forgotten about it. But I knew he hadn't. I could hear it in the things he said. It was very clear. And the Lord really reached out and touched him, and the cancer seemed to go away. But when I talked to him about that forgiveness, he wouldn't let it go. And that cancer came back, and when it did, it came back in just vengeance. It was all over his body. And towards the end of that, he said to me, you know what? You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I've been very bitter towards her all this time. And he let it go. Now, it was really too late in that sense, and he had already resolved that he was ready to go mm-hmm. and go on to heaven, but he died peacefully. He died very quickly and without a huge, enormous torment in that process. But the other two ladies that I'm talking about, one was still married and one was not, but both had situations, you know, that would seem to justify being angry, but the Lord still tells us we have to release it.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And the anger that I saw in them, one of the ladies, even as we ministered to her, I tell you, I did so much for that woman, our team, 24 hours a day. All of a sudden, though, in her anger and her vengeance, bitterness, she turned on me, had horrible things to say to me, and she died in a lot of pain, very angry and very bitter. The other woman did not turn on me, and she was endeavoring to receive and would confess the word and seemingly follow along with us, but I'd watch her clench her fists and get so angry. If she had the pain, would hit her so hard, it was so clear that the pain and the disease was working, an outward expression of that bitterness. Yeah. It was like watching her fists like this and shake. One was her refusal to let go, and the other was this disease and the pain.
Yeah.
Pastor, it really did lodge in the bosom of fools.
It did.
And I think anybody that's dealing with breast cancer, lung cancer in that area,
yes, let it go.
I would put that before the Lord and say, show me and teach me and get rid of that, like Brother Hagin said, like it was a poisonous snake.
Yep. You know, medical science has seen the connection. And let me read this to you. This is from a magazine article called A Forgiving Heart. It says, does your blood boil every time you see the next door neighbor who chopped down a magnificent oak tree that shaded your deck for years? You may want to let it go. A growing body of evidence suggests that forgiving others may be good for your own heart. A study at the University of Tennessee shows that forgiveness can lower blood pressure and heart rate. Holding a grudge is hard work. Mm. It places a demand on the heart, says the lead investigator. Choosing to forgive the offender reduces anger. Choosing to forgive the offender reduces anger, depression, and anxiety, all of which affect cardiovascular health.
Which is in the bosom.
Which is in the
bosom.
In
your chest, in your...
Another study of couples with troubled marriages found higher levels of the stress hormone cortisol in those who said they could not forgive their spouses.
You know, some people can't forgive because the forgiver is not in them.
Right, right.
But if he's in you, you can forgive. Whatever he tells you to do, he enables you to do.
Yeah.
But he won't do for you what you are supposed to do for yourself.
It's a weight. It's a weight. And again, going back to Brother Hagin, you want to read that one?
Well, there was a woman that had been attending his church for 25 years very faithfully, but she failed to receive her healing, and she didn't know why. And he just looked at the factors, and without really saying too much, he said he knows that the person who had been coming for a long time and was doing good works, but they were not quick to forgive. Mm. That they were quick to hold a grudge. And yet there were other people that came in that you wouldn't necessarily say they were great Christians, barely came to church, a lot of missed attendance and so forth, but they were so quick to forgive, quick to let it go. And therefore, they were very, very quick to receive their healing whenever they needed. Yeah. Not just major disease, but any other little cold or anything else come along, they'd just pray, have Brother Hagin pray, and healing would come.
We want to give you another opportunity to let that go. You know, it says in Hebrews 12, let us lay aside, verse 1, Hebrews 12, 1, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Unforgiveness, bitterness, offense is a weight. You've got to get that weight off of you because it will affect the human body, the mind. It will affect the emotions, the soul. And so it's time to let that go. It's time to be free from whatever it is. So let's pray. Let's pray over. You want to pray over them?
Okay. All right. I'll pray and you agree. You say out loud, yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, Lord, that's me. Yes, ma'am to me. Yes, Lord, that's me. Heavenly Father, I forgive. I am a forgiver.
Thank you.
I am born of love himself. I forgive. I'm quick to forgive. I'm quick to respond to you. I am a love creation. Love is in me. I refuse to be unforgiving.
Thank you,
Lord, for cleansing me of unforgiveness and strengthen me, Lord, by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 You know, what we're going to add to our website, George, is scriptures and confessions and a lot of things that will help you.
Yep.
You've got to go to the Word of God, which will build your faith, the Word of God on love, the Word of God on faith. That's where faith comes from. It's not even enough to just to hear us talk about these things on the broadcast. Sometimes you've got to really, really invest some effort and some time putting in your eyes and your ears, your eyes and your ears by listening to messages. And we've got resources on the website there with our notes to help you grow in faith and grow in love.
Absolutely.
And then this
offer.
Oh,
this by Rick.
They've got to get that because $10 spent is a lot better than tens of thousands in hospital bills.
Yes, I've read this through and through. It will absolutely transform your life because Rick Renner is so thorough about how to get rid of the offense and the bitterness and to walk in the forgiveness of God. So I want you to watch this and see all about You Can Get Over It by Rick Renner.
God's Word tells us over and over to forgive, but why does it seem so hard to do? You are not alone in your struggle to forgive. With the book, You Can Get Over It by Rick Renner, you'll learn how to walk free of the negative attitudes that have kept you bound and bitter. The devil would like nothing more than to keep you down in unforgiveness and misery. Don't let him. In this book, Rick Renner describes how life change comes from a heart change. Jesus understands your emotions, frustrations, and temptations, and still calls us to forgive, because it's freedom for you. Walk through the 10 powerful steps to keep your heart free from bitterness and strife. Forgive and see a breakthrough in your health, finances, and relationships. Don't let the devil have a stronghold in your life. No offense is worth sabotaging your future. Pray the prayer of forgiveness in the back of the book and thrive in a bitterness-free future. Start your journey to a life of forgiveness with Rick Renner's book, You Can Get Over It. Get your copy for only $9.99 on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Be empowered by God's Word and find out how to make the quality choice to forgive and receive the good things God has for you. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Then the word of the Lord came, saying, Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Happy 87th birthday, Kenneth Copeland. We sure do love you.
We are celebrating big time around here. It's Brother Copeland's 87th birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday,
Happy
Daddy.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Woo-hoo.
87 years bold.
That's amazing.
My goodness, traveling the world, preaching the gospel. You have really set an example before all of us. We have no excuse because of what you do, and we're so thankful for you and so thankful for what you have done for the body of Christ. And we're celebrating his birthday today, but there's another birthday that he celebrated in November, and it's a birthday that many of us celebrate, and that is the day that we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives. You know, Terry, it's really important for people to know that, to be able to release the past, because once we're born again, we are forgiven. We are free from the past and what the devil has done to us. Isn't that right?
We're translated out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Praise God.
His marvelous life. And and to experience that that well of salvation on the inside.
Yes.
And in that salvation is salvation from what? Anything you need to be saved from. First of all, from hell, glory to God, but everything that is associated with hell, which includes sickness, disease, poverty, spiritual death. But it also includes deliverance from the strongholds of unforgiveness and strife.
That's right.
That's what we've been talking about. But if you aren't born again, where the Spirit of God has taken that old man, that old nature out of you and caused the nature of God to be born in your inner man, then you are pretty well helpless to walk in that place of unforgiveness.
Yeah, it says in Ephesians 2, has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, who in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation or our lifestyle in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. But God,
But God,
who is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ, raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his love in his grace, in his kindness, in his forgiveness to us. So Terry, would you lead them in a confession of receiving Jesus as Lord?
Whether or not you've prayed that prayer before, say it together with me now, just as a confirmation of your faith. Oh God in heaven. I do believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He took on flesh. Became a man. And took within his spirit. My sin.
My sickness.
My disease.
My lack.
Poverty.
All the curse.
He took it upon himself. Went to hell because of it. But you raised him from the dead. Victorious over sin. Victorious over disease. Victorious over hell. He's offered that resurrection power to me.
I take it.
Jesus.
Here's my life.
Take it, Lord.
Do something with it.
I receive you.
As my Savior.
As my guide.
As my friend.
As my healer. And as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. I am born again. I'm a Christian. I turn my back on sin.
And I walk with you.
Amen.
Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, it's the first time you've ever done that. We have what we call our salvation package as a gift to you. There's a book written by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You. And then also, we've got some brochures that'll help you get started reading through the New Testament and Psalms and Proverbs in a year, how to study the Bible. These are all available to you absolutely free. You can write or call for them, and we want to send those to you. And make sure you get started in this life of faith. Stay connected to us. Go to kcm.org and find out all the resources that we have available for
you. There's so many there just waiting for you.
And we know that you have a life before you that is filled with the joy of the Lord. Until tomorrow, remember this. God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Request the salvation package free on kcm.org/salvation.
In 2024, there's a KCM event for you. Come be a part of one of our free meetings and build your faith. December 31, join us for the New Year's Eve service at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. April 4 through 6, make plans to be at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. July 29 through August 3, come to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.